Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you've come to the right place, live and local now for a Monday. And joining us, I'm so excited when he comes in. But you know what? It's always extra special when he brings a guest with him. And he brought young Sequoia into the studio. And she's doing artwork. She's actually doing a portrait of me. Except we didn't know what color my eyes were.
No, we have. I think we have agreed that they're light green.
Light green. Okay. Yes. Good. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was absolutely fantastic.
What did you do? Did you ride someplace? You always ride someplace.
Well, Sequoia and I went to her gymnastics, and yeah, went riding around in the rain. It was really awesome.
And by the way, it's good to see Sequoia up and around. She was feeling. A little blue last week. She
yep.
had some health issues,
yes.
But they're behind her, and she looks great.
Yeah, she looks really good. So she's out of the hospital, doing good. So she came with me. She's going to hang out with me today.
Good. I like that. I like that. See what Daddy does for a living. Let me just ask you. The circus has come and gone. Everybody now is declaring on the Democrat side that the race is over. Why they're even going to go to South Carolina, I don't know. Is the race over on the Democrat side?
Well, I think it's still up in the air, but it looks like it's headed towards Bernie, in my personal opinion. And for me, it took me back to a little nightmare of a book that I read called Mein Kampf. Have you read that book?
Ooh, no, I have not read it.
Okay, I read the book twice. It baffled my mind because it was Adolf Hitler talking about what he would do if he became a powerful man. And it was a foreshadowing of what he actually did. He said, hey, I'm going to go to Russia. I'm going to take their land. I'm going to conquer Russia, take their food, and I'm going to feed my people. I'm going to destroy the Jews. That's what I'm going to do if I am elected your leader. And it made me think a minute about when you have a candidate that tells you what they're going to do, don't think that they're not going to do that. You should look at history. It really triggered my mind. And I don't want to compare an American politician to the fury and the evilness of Adolf Hitler, but I'm just reflecting on the point that when a politician says they're going to do something, They don't always do it, but some of them actually follow through.
Well, in the case of Donald J. Trump, he made campaign promises, and he has, you know,
he's followed through as best as he can. Yeah, he's said, "Hey,
and
I'm
again,
do
knowing
it.
Knowing that you know the Democrats control the House, there are exceptions to the rule, but
yeah.
You know, everybody makes campaign promises.
Yes,
you got to worry in this particular case. Is this a campaign? Are these campaign promises?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have to ask yourself the question: Are when a candidate makes these claims that this is what I'm going to do? Ask yourself, is that something that I can live with? Can I work with that somehow? Is that going to affect the core principles of what we believe in this nation? Is it going to affect our freedom? And is it going to affect the strength of our country? And when I look at Bernie Sanders, I can't help but think to myself, those are the two things we're going to lose if he does, in fact, decide to follow through with his campaign promises.
Here's what I fear. Because I've talked to young people, millennials, and they talk like Bernie Sanders. They believe that the banks are the undoing of America and that we should cripple the banks, take all their money, redistribute it like Andrew Yang, give $1,000 a month, a freedom dividend, if you will, to mm-hmm. every American 18 years of age and older?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that we are turning into a socialist country? That maybe that's the way people believe?
Yeah, it's completely possible, but that's our job. That's our job as thinkers in the communities that we live in. Like, our duty is to help our young, intelligent kids who are growing up. I've got plenty of them. I've got four. Is to help them remember the roots of our country, where we came from, the things that made us great, and that is freedom. Ask yourself the question, and any decision that comes to the plate, is this going to affect the freedom of myself, of my family members, and the people in the community? How will that decision or that claim that politician is now putting forth, will that affect my freedom? Ask yourself the question. It's really simple. Is what Bernie Sanders is saying that he will do, will that affect your freedom? And I don't think anybody cannot say, yeah, that's going to affect my freedom. Now, they may say, but I'm okay with that. Well, let's look back at some of the history of time. You know, like, go back to Mein Kampf. Look what happened. You had a tyrant that essentially started a war that killed 50 million people. Six million of those Jews, 5 million just simply children or people with disabilities were murdered because a man was that crazy enough. Now, when I think of Sanders, I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but will he follow through with these policies? That will ultimately affect the United States of America and where we are headed. Is that what we want to do? Ask yourself the question.
Well, even Medicare for All. You wonder why the unions, I mean, almost universally are against Bernie Sanders relative to Medicare for All, because it would wipe out the gains they made in health care delivery. You know, we talk about our friend Tommy White, who's in here every Tuesday, and he's got, you know, a beautiful clinic over on West Sahara for the members, and having to give that up to be a part of Obamacare or Medicare for All or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's scary.
That is really scary. That's one of the things that really disturbs me about it.
Where do you think America is right now? Are we there yet? Or, you know, the people that say, don't do it, Democrats, don't do it. Don't nominate him. Don't make him your nominee, because you'll live to regret it. You'll lose down the ballot. Tell me where America is. Are we becoming a not just a center-left country, but a way-to-the-left country?
Well, again, this is my personal opinion, and anybody can take this as a grain of salt, but I see America as we are the greatest nation in the world. There is no doubt about it. You can talk to any other nation. I mean, I've traveled around the world. I've talked to other people in other countries numerous times. I have people from around the world that do business with me. And I think everybody can agree that America is the true leader in the world. We promote democracy. We promote freedom. We promote just the idea of having the ability to live the dreams that you have. And that's the greatest thing that we can offer the world. I see America as in this incredible, unbelievable, highly tech spacecraft. We are flying through the air, but unfortunately, we haven't watched our compass, and we've got it a degree off. Now, we're still in this incredible aircraft, but we've not watched what we're doing. We've kind of lost focus. We're kind of playing on our iPhone while we're flying this aircraft. Now, I've been in aircraft before where I've flown with friends who have pilot's licenses, and I've done this. You take your eye off your compass, you take your eye off your instruments, and it takes just a second. You don't correct that, you'll find yourself, instead of in Colorado, where we want to be heading, we'll find ourselves in Wyoming. All a matter of a moment of taking your eye off of what's important. And I see America as that. We are incredible. We have a great country. We got great people, beautiful lands, incredible landscapes. I was looking up the top 100 schools in the country for business for my son. He wants to go to business school. And most of them are in America. We are in the right country, but we're losing a little bit of our focus. We're not watching our instruments, and we're starting to fade. We've got to correct that, and that does not mean that we start taking away those two core values that I mentioned earlier. We've got to maintain our freedom, and we have to maintain our strength, and that is through an incredibly strong military. That's important, and we, you know, people forget that. You want to cut budget from our military? Nah, that's not really a good idea, actually. We don't want to be vulnerable. You want to take away that freedom? No, let's not do that. I mean, that's what we were born to do, have those freedoms. We need that strength.
I was in a local watering hole over the weekend, and they were having trivia. One of the trivia questions was, which country has the most billionaires? And it turns out it's the United States. And yet Bernie Sanders wants to tear all that down. He almost thinks that anybody that's worked hard, has amassed fortune, probably did something nefarious, something wrong, to earn that $1 billion or $2 billion or $5 billion, whatever it is. And that to me is scary, because I look at people like you. You are a self-made. Whatever you are,
whatever.
And I'm not saying you're a billionaire, but I'm saying you have amassed an empire, a corporate empire that's really, really neat. I mean, you've got thriving businesses that have challenges like every business. But to somehow say, oh, Jared Fisher, he owns Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery and a bunch of other businesses. He must have screwed somebody over to amass that business. And I'm like, no, he worked hard, damn it.
No, I mean, essentially, that's what we do in America. We're given those opportunities. You know, I've told my story before, but I moved to Las Vegas in a little Honda Civic, and I lived in my little Honda Civic while I was starting college at UNLV. I had little to no cash at all. I barely had enough money to get into my first semester at college. I mean, I built everything because I had that ability to do that in America. I was given the opportunities that not all other countries give their citizens. I took advantage of it. I said, you know what? I'm going to make something out of this opportunity. I'm just not going to bury this in the ground. I'm going to do something with it. So I did. So I worked my butt off, just like many, many other people. And I'll tell you what, Kevin, I don't measure success on your monetary value. I measure success in your happiness in life. I mean, I'm sitting over here. My little girl's right here. That is awesome to me. I find success in the fact that I have a little girl who's healthy and here with me today. That makes me happy. I can finish through life, no problem, knowing I have my little girl, my beautiful wife, and the rest of my kids. I love that. I like the fact that I'm able to provide jobs for people in the businesses that I'm in. That makes me happy. I don't need money to make me happy. However, you need money to help them along in their lives. And that's what business owners do. Sure, there's some selfish business owners out there. Who cares? That's part of life. But I think the majority of Americans want to work hard. They want to, they at least want to have that opportunity for them to be successful available to them, not taken away. And when you put policy into place, or you threaten to put policy into place, just like Adolf Hitler did back in the 1920s, and you put that into place, you are going to lose those opportunities that you have to be successful. There's no reason that people who don't work their butt offs not to hold on and do whatever they want with their money on their land. There's no one needs to tell them what to do. You have to think about this for a minute. Those people who provide those businesses, who put up those buildings, who create these jobs, that's exactly what they're doing. They're creating jobs. And what happens when you grow the economy like that? You have more people paying into the system and putting tax money back into the system. It doesn't have to be a huge tax. You just need to create that opportunity for those people to have those jobs and build into the system. Of course, we need taxes to pay for our roads. Duh. I mean, we all know that. However, we don't need to sit and thrash at and break down and destroy the people who've worked their butts off in this free system and take away the things that they've worked so hard for.
More coming up from Jared Fisher. We're going to talk about business, not just as it relates to Bernie Sanders or even to Jared Fisher, but the what is it, from a business perspective, what is it that separates the winners from the losers? We'll do that. More coming up, live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Final minutes with Jared Fisher, a successful businessman, entrepreneur. He is fearless on a bicycle. This guy will ride anywhere, anytime. He has ridden 3,400 miles in 18 days across the country. Just amazing. But he's also a businessman. And I know one of the things that, you like to share, and you've done this at UNLV and other places when you're in a classroom setting, the strategies for success. I've only got about 90 seconds, but give me a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. One of the things I really like to do is help others be successful. And so I have a list of about 10 or so of strategies of success. I'll just mention a few of them real quick here. Okay. Here you go. Decide and do it. So don't flake out. If you have an idea, get with it. Decide and do it. That's number one. Number two is don't worry about what other people think about what you're going to do. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Number three, embrace your flaws and own your mistakes. And then we'll kind of end it with that one because, and I'll mention the next ones next time I'm on, but think about that for a minute. Just owning your own mistakes. So many people have a hard time doing that and they bow their head and walk away. But owning your mistakes and fessing up to it, like I find that very commendable amongst people. And those types of people who can do that are always successful.
I love that. I love that. Always good having you in, especially
likewise.
When you bring Sequoia.
Yes. Well,
And by the way, she did one of the nicest. This is a portrait, and it's me, and you can see the microphone stand and the big banner that says Live and Local Now, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And she got my golf shirt.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to post that on my Twitter page.
Please
so people
do.
Can see it. So.
It's that good. It really is. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you next
pleasure.
Week.
My pleasure. That sounds
or
good.
Or in a week or two? A
couple weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
That's Jared Fisher, the owner of two thriving businesses. Yeah. I mean, it's Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Absolutely amazing. Stick around. Coming up, someone who's witnessed another success, that of Donald J. Trump. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Try to give you consolation. When you're a man who let you down.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow is down around 1,000 points. All the stock markets down around 3 to 3.5%. Why? The spread of the coronavirus. At least that's the view of White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway talking to Fox's Harris Faulkner.
I think the markets, frankly, Harris, are reacting to the fact that Italy now has about 150 confirmed published cases and a handful of deaths, which is tragic. So you're seeing it outside of Korea and China.
United Health Group is off 7.5%, and American Airlines is down more than 10%. The Oracle of Omaha speaks about politics and the economy. Warren Buffett telling CNBC he agrees with Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders that too many people are being left behind in our capitalist system. But Buffett says we shouldn't kill the capitalist system in the process. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hank Weinblum, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A verdict in a milestone Me Too movement case.
Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator.
Manhattan DA Cy Vance Jr. after movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is found guilty of two of the five charges against him. A criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third as for the others.
Predatory sexual assault for his third count, and then rape in the first degree. Those three, he's been found not guilty.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The Dow plunging about 1,000 points in afternoon trading on worries as the coronavirus spreads past Asia, with some 200 infected, five dead.
Italy counts a sharp increase in its number of confirmed infections. South Korea reporting 800 cases and seven deaths, while Iran says 12 people have been killed there.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Democracy 2020 coverage continues this election season on the Fox News Podcast Network.
We have the best economy we've ever had. With your help on November 3rd, we are going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats.
Subscribe and download now from Washington. The latest news from the nation's capital.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Dana Perino and Chris Steigerwald with I'll Tell You What has you covered. Who's leading, who's trailing, who's right, and who's wrong.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Hit the trails with Brett Baer as the candidates take it to the streets. It's the campaign with Brett Baer.
I offer a record of getting things done.
And each morning, the Fox News Rundown takes you beyond the headlines on Democracy 2020. Subscribe, download, listen, stay informed at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. You know, we were talking about the roots of success in business and in life. And so many times, there are people that have great ideas, but they just don't have all the ingredients for success. We found somebody who has monitored the success of Donald J. Trump back to 2007. Lori Luongo is a Southern Nevada resident, worked as the first vice president for HR, that's human resources, for the Trump Hotel Collection when the brand was first launched in, I believe it was 2007. She interacted with senior executives in the Trump organization, with the kids, the adult children of Donald J. Trump. And she interacted with the now president, Donald J. Trump. And I asked her what the collection, the so-called Trump Hotel Collection, was and is to this day.
Well, when I first joined the company, they didn't even have a name, because Mr. Trump just had one hotel on Columbus Circle in New York. He ran it like a family-owned business. Then he decided that he was going to expand and have hotels in other cities. The condo hotel concept was forged, and he decided with a partner to build on the old Frontier site in Las Vegas. And a friend of mine was hired as the general manager for that property, and one day just called me, because I hadn't seen him for years, saying he was going to work for Donald Trump. And I thought it was intriguing. And because I had already lived here, we got together and I went to the site and I saw the mock rooms. And I couldn't believe how spectacular they were and the concept, and I was intrigued by it. And as we spoke more and more, his boss, who reported directly to Mr. Trump, he was the COO in New York, came to interview and said, you know, one day we're going to need a VP of HR. Mr. Trump is going to expand not only in Northern America, but, you know, throughout the world. And I was very fascinated, and I said, I'd love to join the team. So long story short, they hired me. And because I was already living in Las Vegas, I was able to work out of Las Vegas and to travel. And in the fall of 2007 in New York, obviously before a throng of people and press and everybody else, Mr. Trump announced the Trump Hotel Collection. And in less than 5 years, we opened 6 properties in 3 countries, 2 of which are no longer with the collection. But very, very fast forward, you know, strategic. That's when I found out from meeting him several times and working with his 3 adult children that you have to appreciate his work ethic and his principles and really how he gets things done. And he's translated that into the Oval Office. And I think that's one of the things people love about him.
Lori Luongo, one of the things you mentioned in your book, and by the way, it's available now in paperback so that everybody can have access to this, The Essence of Donald J. Trump. You talk about 10 different behaviors or different skills that the president brings to this job. I don't need all of them, but can you give us maybe a couple of the key components of what has made this man so successful, not just in business, but I'm talking about since 2015, the way this president has gotten things done as president?
Yes, thank you. I will. And I think the major ones are the 3 that Mr. Trump himself calls his pillars of success. And in fact, all of the properties have employee credos and whatever you want to call them, and all the employees know them verbatim. And they are passion, drive, and enthusiasm. Mr. Trump basically says, if you do not have those 3 qualities, you know, you can't have a successful life, you can't get things done. And he definitely has them, passion, drive, and enthusiasm. I mean, he, for a man of his age, you see his enthusiasm in front of the crowds. You see his enthusiasm if he goes to a ribbon cutting for one of his properties. He's enthusiastic about his family. he certainly has drive, you know. He was driven, I think, to succeed and to get that nomination from the Republican National Committee. And then, against all odds, you know, to become the president of the United States. And now in his role in 3 years, my goodness, what he's accomplished. I think people realize that you can't be a shrinking violet. You have to take the bull by the horns, and he's definitely done that.
In your time with the now president of the United States, did he have this same, and you talk about drive, this same sleep patterns where he goes to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, gets up at 6:30, and is bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready for business? Did he operate that way back then?
You know, he did. And what's so funny is when I would go to New York for meetings, and I knew he was in the building, but, you know, wasn't with him, he and his three adult children worked well past the time other people went home. The man is just incredible. And I used to say, when does he sleep? Because it seemed like he was always awake. And back then he was a lot younger, of course. It's just incredible. He just doesn't let any time get by him. I think he makes the most of 24 hours in a day than anybody, most of us know.
Again, the book, The Essence of Donald J. Trump, Lessons for Achieving Success. Give me a couple of lessons. I mean, you talked about the drive and the passion and all of that. Is there an application that all of us can use in trying to achieve success rather than being, say, envious of Donald J. Trump, maybe modeling after Donald J. Trump?
Sure. I think one of them just is passion. You know, I write in the book about other people. Some of them are famous, others are not. But Mike Lindell, for example, the guy who created the MyPillow empire, he was a drug addict. He was down on his luck. I mean, I say he was ready for the big house, and he ended up in the White House. He turned his life around, and now he's a millionaire. He gets invited, you know, to meetings on business and economics at the White House, and he's going to Mr. Trump's rallies, and now he's even considering, you know, a run for Congress. But a number of years ago, the guy, you know, looked like he wasn't going to make it, and he just, you know, picked himself up by the bootstraps, and he was passionate about the pillow industry for whatever reason, and look at how successful he is today, and he was just a normal guy.
I want to ask you about what I always call the kids. They are the adult children of Donald J.
Right.
Trump, and all of them, Ivanka and Eric and Don Jr., they've all been in this studio talking to me over the course of the last couple of years. And I consider Don Jr. a friend because we have interacted socially, not socially, business-wise. Do any of them have the same sort of skill set that Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump Sr. Has? And do you think any of them might be running? In fact, I've told Don Jr. and Eric, I think one of them is going to be running for president in 10, 15 years. Do you think any of them have those attributes?
Definitely. Not only those attributes and more. And one of the things I talk about in the book, and it's not a criticism of Mr. Trump, because he certainly has a great education, but I say his adult kids, which we affectionately call them, are far more articulate than he. And I think I worked with them when they were much younger. And Mr. Trump, to his credit, always gives the mother of the kids, you know, credit for doing such a great job. But in addition to, you know, their learning and their great education, I think he was a wonderful role model for them in business. And I do believe, for me, I think Don Jr. is most interested or looks like he would be in the political arena. I think Ivanka has done a wonderful job with her role in the White House. She's traveled the world, women's issues, family leave, et cetera. And I just think that everything that they've done these past few years is just going to help them, you know, propel forward in whatever they wish to achieve.
Again, Lori Luongo joining us, the author of this amazing book about the president and mainly all of the attributes that the president brought from business to the White House. Are you, in retrospect, knowing what you know now, are you surprised that the president was able to accomplish this?
You know, frankly, Kevin, yes. I mean, with everything that he's gone through, the impeachment, Russia, everything else, I think that most people would feel defeated and just say, gee, I'll just do my time and say goodbye. But I think it emboldens him, and he's just determined, you know, along with the 63 million of us that were called deplorables, you know, to continue to succeed. And I believe he's going to win a second term.
What comes after the second term? He'll be 80 plus. I guess my question is, how does a guy dial down your life after 8 years in this vortex, this political vortex? How do you ease off the throttle after 8 years of that?
Right. Well, I wouldn't put it past him to write another book. He's written numerous of them, but I would like to think that he would, you know, play golf and travel with his wife and the grandkids and just have a good time. And I think that he would probably be on the speaking circuit. He's made friends all over the world. I think, you know, he will be busy indeed.
Wow. Lori, thank you so much. If folks want to find this book, where can they go? Is it on Amazon or what?
It is. It's on Amazon.com, as well as a Barnes & Noble and a brick and mortar store in the Northeast where I grew up called TitComsBookshop.com. It's TitComsBookshop.com.
I love people like this, people that have a story to tell. Lori Luongo, the author of The Essence of Donald J. Trump. That's incredible. Available on Amazon. Everything's available on Amazon. Did you know that? I'm Kevin Wall. When we come back, the amazing story of David Ayers. If you don't by now know who David Ayers is, you will know. This guy is a pop culture celebrity. And he's, by the way, he's 1-0 in a belated NHL career. No, the National Hockey League's never seen anything like this. Anyway, we'll let you hear it described in his own words. That's all coming up. David Ayers is the gentleman's name. 42-year-old Zamboni driver. Yeah. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I was there for breakfast on Saturday. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I promised you I'd let you hear this nasty, nasty interview Anderson Cooper did over the weekend with Rod Blagojevich. Blagojevich had his sentence commuted by the president. Supposed to serve 14 years, served 8. And you would think, well, I guess he's paid his debt to society, but not to Anderson Cooper. This was Anderson Cooper, and he went off on this fiery interview with Blago.
You talk about working for the criminal justice reform. There's a lot of people in Chicago. There's a lot of people in Illinois who actually like spit up when you say that, because when you were actually in power and when you were actually governor and you could have helped thousands of people with clemency cases, you blew it off. The governor after you inherited a huge backlog, nearly 3,000 clemency petitions that you failed to review. In fact, you were sued as governor by Cabrini-Green Legal Aid to try and pressure you to actually pay attention to clemency cases instead of extorting people for money and campaign contributions. So it's a little ironic and frankly a little sad and pathetic and hypocritical, you talking about, you know, commuting, you get a commutation of a sentence, which is within the president's right, but you ignored a whole hell of a lot of other people who are hoping you might give them clemency when you actually matter. So actually, you know what?
Question,
I'm happy to. There wasn't a question. It was a statement. I'd be happy to work with people on criminal justice reform, but I wouldn't work with you.
Okay, can I answer that statement and question? Okay, I'd like to address that. Look, when you've been put where I was and you have all the time that I was given to think and look back on some of the things you might have done different, that's certainly an area that you talked about that I certainly wish I would have done more on. There's no question about that.
Fair enough.
Among my biggest regrets. I didn't know how corrupt the criminal justice system was until it did it to me. And that was a wake-up call. Having said that, I want to say one thing about me as governor. When the cases came to me and I was given files about people who were seeking clemency or pardons, I acted appropriately.
Actually, no, they sat on your desk, and that's why you were sued. I mean, that is.
But I did clemencies and I did pardons. I didn't do nearly enough. It wasn't a priority. I would acknowledge that. I didn't go to the office every day doing that. Instead, I was giving health care to all the children, free public transportation to our seniors and the disabled.
Actually, you were
but I regret that very much.
Money to hospitals in order to get campaign contributions. But listen, Governor.
No, see, that's a big lie. They got $8 million from me, and I was sent to prison for things that aren't crimes.
They got it after you had left.
I promised it. I ordered it before that happened, and it didn't. They got it while I was governor. That is not factual.
That's Rod Blagojevich in a testy exchange. One of the things I definitely want to get to, because this is such an incredible story, the story of David Ayers. This is you know, in all the negative news, this is positive. David Ayers was the emergency backup goaltender for the Carolina Hurricanes, and they had a game with the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto. It turns out that David Ayers, a Zamboni driver, an arena maintenance worker for the Maple Leafs AHL affiliate, the Toronto Marlies, and he has been a regular practice goaltender for the Maple Leafs, he got called into service. And he won. This was the interview after the game.
What's it like to be 1-0 as an NHL goalie?
I didn't even think about it till right now, but I'll take it for sure.
What were you thinking when you go in?
I didn't really know. I had a couple text messages that told me get in there, and I hadn't seen the footage. I was in the media room kind of by myself, and the guy comes in and get going, so get ready, and walk down the tunnel, and it was wild. It was pretty fun.
What were you feeling in that moment?
I thought I wasn't going to be nervous if it ever happened, but I was nervous for the whole second period. As you could tell, I couldn't stop a puck if I had to in the second, but I told the boys, when I come out in the third, I'll be ready to go. So,
what was it like in the second intermission?
These guys were awesome. They said to me, just have fun with it. Don't worry about how many goals go in. Just enjoy it. They said, this is your moment. Have fun with it.
Are you the emergency goalie all the time here? Is it every night?
Not this year. The last year I was, and the year before mostly. But I've done over half the games this year now. So,
what does a Saturday night usually look like for you when you're not the emergency goalie?
I'm helped coach a team, a Whippy, Bantam Double A, and so they're on the ice quite often as well. So if I'm not there, I'm either at work or I'm here, right? So it's busy.
I think that's such a tremendous story. And by the way, in case you're wondering, per NHL rules, Ayers, and by the way, Ayers was the backup emergency goaltender for the visiting team. Not for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He beat the Maple Leafs. And you know what he got for it? Per NHL rules? Now, he's got an agent now, and he's gonna max this out. But he was paid $500 for the game, allowed to keep his game-worn jersey. And that's it! Now, he's going to get, my guess is he'll end up on late-night TV. He'll end up with Jimmy Fallon or somebody like that. So he'll be jet-setting for a while. He'll get his 15 minutes of fame. But you know what? The guy drives the Zamboni. He's a maintenance worker in the arena. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, man. Everybody should get their 15 minutes of fame. And so it is for David Ayers. He, by the way, can always tell his grandkids, I'm 1-0 as an NHL goaltender at the age of 42. That's going to do it today. Tommy White will join us from Laborers Union 872. How's it coming on the Allegiant Stadium? The project racing to completion. We'll get the very latest from the guy that his people are the ones building it. That's first-person accounting, isn't it? Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I hold her, let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone can put the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. as they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.